This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Water levels in Lake Powell are projected to drop below a critical threshold by next year. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
Lake Powell is on the Arizona-Utah border. It was created as a storage bucket to make sure that Colorado and other states in the upper Colorado River Basin send enough water downstream. The latest projections show the water level could drop below 3,525 feet. Colorado water managers are working with their counterparts in New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming to try and keep the lake from getting that low. If it does, Colorado and the other upper basin states might have to release more water from their reservoirs. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
The office that oversees investigations of the Denver Police and Sheriff's Departments still does not have a permanent leader. While the former director left in January, Denverite's Rebecca Spias reports the job was just posted for applicants last month.
The Office of the Independent Monitor is really instrumental in everything from reforming the police's use of force policy to writing reports about things like the police response to the George Floyd protests. The Denver Police Department has been involved in at least 5 fatal shootings since May, and so I feel like the community's eyes are really on the police department and the oversight committees, all the watchdogs.
Denverite's Rebecca Spias. Right now, Grand Junction is at 97 degrees and clear. Tonight, the low will be 69, though tomorrow the high will be 98. It's going to be a hot weekend all weekend in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.